नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वती व्यासम् ततो जयम् अभ्युदयत् अश्वपेषु वज्रेषु नित्यम् भारते सेवया This is Saturday Bhagavatam class, March 9th. March 9th. 2024. We're reading from Venu Gita, 10th Canto, chapter 21. I think we're on verse 12.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Verse 12. Okay, let's go. The book is going to fire here. Okay. Part of the book. Good finding. Okay. So this chandas is like what that chandas ritargama. Ritargama, it's like Srimad, but it's like Brahma Samhita. So it's chant 19, you chant 19. It's text 12, chapter 21, 10th canto. Krishna Vnariksha Vanitotsa Vadrupa Shilam.
Krishna
Vnariksha Vanitotsa Vadrupa
Shilam.
Shudva Chatat Konita Venu Vivekta Gitam.
Shudva Chatat Konita Venu Vivekta Gitam.
Devyo Vimana Gatiyo Swaram Nunasara.
Devyo Vimana Gatiyo Swaram Nunasara.
Brasya Prasuna Kabara Mumuhur Vidinya.
Brasya Prasuna Kabara Mumuhur Vidinya.
So let's look at line 1. Otsava, Vanita Otsava. What does Otsava mean?
Festival.
What does Rupa mean?
Form.
Shia means what? We say.
Stone.
No, Shia means does mean stone, but this is Shia means character. We say Bhagyashali, Bhagyashali, Bhagyashali. Bhagyashali means a fortunate person, good character person. Bhagya, Bhagya means good fortune, good person. So Shila means character. Vanita is a word for woman. Vanita. Niriksha, what IKSH and AKSH, what does that mean?
Eyes
to see, right? So, Shana means a moment. Shana means a moment. No, it's Krishna. I didn't see clearly. It's Krishna. Krishna Niriksha. So, somebody's looking at Krishna. Who could it be? The gopis. What do they think of that when they see him?
His form is like festival for the eyes.
His form is rupam, is nutsa. Most men feel like that. They even have a phrase in English, a feast for the eyes. As my eyes are eating you.
It looks like that sometimes, the way guys look at women, chopping them up. Feast for the eyes means festival. Festival means feasting. Your character and your form are a festival for all women. They like to see it because this chapter is about Krishna and the gopis. So there's something about the flute, there's something about gopis and Krishna. So it's a happy chapter, it's not a separation chapter. They're in union and they're both living in Vrindavan. Krishna went out for the cows. Gopis are home thinking about him and remembering him and speaking about him. So, second line, Shruta means what? Shruti, hearing. Vena Vivikta Gita means what?
Song.
Vena means what?
Song.
Well, it's the title of the chapter, right? Vena Gita. So, Virakti, what does Virakti mean?
Detachment.
It should mean detachment. What does it say? Shrutva, Kvanita. Oh, I'm not seeing clearly. I can't. I actually should have glasses. Vena Vivikta, not Vivikta, Vena Vivikta. That means I said Virakti. I said Virakti. Where is Vivikta? You're not supposed to wear glasses. Traditions. I just feel to read, but it looks like my eyes are getting weaker. Anyway, Vivikta, we all know that one. That one, we know something about the song of the flute, hearing it. So go easy hearing the song of the flute. That's what the whole chapter is about. They're talking about what about who's playing that flute. So then it says, so the line says, the line means that Kranita means vibration, Tet means that, Tet always means that, Cha means end. You want to have your vocabulary word for it, Cha means end, C-A always means end. It's not, it's pronounced C-H, C-H-A, Cha, not Ka, it's Cha. And Tet means that, and so that means, it means him. That person in this case, that person who's playing the song of the flute has such a real character. The third line, Devya, Viman. Viman means what?
Vimana.
Airplane, Viman. Airplane, that's translated as airplane. And we have flowers or swans or bulls or peacocks. Who rides a peacock?
Kartikeya.
What do you call Kartikeya? Also, I don't know. Oh, that door is kind of trapped. Kartikeya. Who's Kartikeya?
Son of Shiva.
And what is his Iman?
Peacock.
What is the peacock to Kartikeya?
Iman.
Yeah. Come on, Jack. Get it right.
It's not good.
Okay, mystery solved. Devya, Iman, and Gati. What does Gati mean?
Come together.
Gati means
goal. Pangati, goal means to go. Gamana, gati means to go. Agama means to come. Go and come. Agama and gamana. Alanath gamana lila. Alanath gamana lila. Lord Chaitanya goes to Alanath from Puri when Lord Jagannath is sick for 2 weeks. He can't bear the separation, so he runs away from Puri. He goes to Alanath Mandir, Vishnu Devi, about 25 kilometers away. And it's called Mahaprabhu. Alanath Kamanalila, going. So Gati means going, moving, going. Smara, what's Smara?
Remember.
Not Smaran. Smara Murti Man. Who is Smara Murti Man? The form of Cupid. Smara means erotic love. Watch out. You should know that. Come on, you guys. Who's Smara Murti Man?
Cupid.
Krishna. He's a form of Cupid is Smara, and the Murti of Smara is?
Krishna.
Kamadeva Sri Krishna. Smara Murti Man, Sikshar Mamata, Mamata, all these are different terms. A Prakriti Madan. A Prakriti means transcendental Cupid. These are all descriptions of Krishna as Cupid. Smara Nunam Sara. Nuna, we don't know, that means agitated. And Sara means essence, but here it's translated as heart. Because I guess the essence of your existence is your heart, and Cupid agitates your heart. Smara Nuna Sar. It's poetry, so that's why. Smara Nuna Sar. He agitates Nuna. Smara agitates your Sar, your essence. Essence is your heart. Take your heart away. Don't live too long. So Sar means heart. So whose heart is Krishna's flute song agitating? No. Line 3. I'm asking question line 3.
Devatas. And the Vimana.
And the Vimanas.
Kartika.
Okay. Maybe I want to give you some Devi named Kartiki. I don't know. Maybe your sister or something. Kartiki Mangala. Devi Vimana Gatiyo. So the girl's moving in her Ferraris. Hare Krishna's flute song became lusty. What else is new? Nothing new about that. That's the whole thing. That's keeping the world going on. Devi Vimana, I guess a beautiful sentence. The Yogi Manakatiya Sranana Sarva. Why are the Gopis saying this? Who, when, where, why, how? Think about why. So I'm asking, why are the Gopis saying this?
Because they do like comparison. They hear the song of Krishna's flute, but their husband are against this. And the ladies of the heavenly planets are very fortunate because they can hear the song of Krishna's flute along with their husband. And the same was with the deer in the verse before. I don't know if it's right.
It's not exactly what I'm looking for in my question. But that's a consequence of the whole thing, what you said. But why the Gopis are speaking this? To show that not only we're attracted to the flute, because if you've been paying attention here, we can read the deer are attracted, the bucks are attracted. They're talking about who's attracted to Krishna's venue. It's not only us, you know, 14-year-old girls, but it's animals are attracted, the rivers are attracted, the trees are attracted. They start pouring down honey and crying.
The hairs on the branches standing in ecstasy. The earth is attracted to the sound of Krishna's voice. The water goes in whirlpools. We already read all this. So they're looking everywhere around and seeing everyone is attracted to Krishna's lute, from the animals to the devatas. These are higher beings. Devas are like God. They're called devis, devatas. That means gods. They're the gods, Indra, and the gods. The proper term is devas and devis. We're just chauris, bred chauris. We're just girls of Rajput, Gwals and Gwali, whatever they call it. Gobis, we're just, run around cows and milk cows. They're so exalted and they're going crazy. It's not like us. They're supposed to be more controlled. They're getting lusty too. They don't blame us. Who wouldn't? If you saw this guy, her suit, you become lusty too. Your husband's also lusty too. Here in the purport of Vishnu, how the husbands are feeling lusty desires for Krishna. And I think that's a little weird. At least it was 5,000 years ago. Now it's like anything goes, everything goes. All is fair in love and war, they say. Watch out for that love and watch out for that war. Love battle. So now someone's losing something here in the fourth line. What does yoga brashta mean? Sixth chapter of Gita, yoga brashta. You fall down. Arjuna asks Krishna, what happens to yogi that falls from yoga practice? What happens to the bloops? Brush means khatam, finished. Brush, yoga brush. So brush yet, prasuna, kavara. Probably don't know too many of these words here. Prasuna means flower, and kavara means hair. Mumuhu means bewildered. Nivi, you should know Nivi. What does Nivi mean?
Navel.
That's Navi. N-A-B-H-I is navel.
Nivi
Damodar. That's all nice. What's the meaning of the word Nivi? Nivi is the knot of the rope that holds up your underwear. Or your petticoat, because they're both tied with ropes. They didn't have elastic bank. Bank. Well, sting your belly if you fall too far. Rush up, pursue, and cover up more. Mumur means bewildered. Says their belts loosened. Doesn't say belts or what. It means the ropes of the underwear are falling off. This Krishna's flute has a little bit of like tantric power, Plays the flute and all of a sudden now it's like some time-lapse photography. the sound goes in the ear and all of a sudden the knot comes undone, The only thing that's holding her underwear up and her peg up is the perspiration. Because the cyber trembling, she's trembling, so the knots of her underwear are also trembling. So if you take a knot, you shake a knot left like this, it'll come undone. So they themselves are coming undone. The Devi's flying, the airplanes are coming undone because of hearing the sound of Krishna's flute. And the knots of underwear are coming undone. And they're perspiring, which is an ecstatic symptom, which is called suede. Suede means perspiration. And that sweat on her down there is holding the underwear, sticking the underwear to the body. This whole of the commentary, not making it up. You'll hear it pretty soon also. See preview. Rashya Prasuna Kavara. So the hair, the flowers in her hair are what?
Falling down.
Brush up means fall down. That verse then Rara Sudaniti. Brush up Pitambara. Krishna Rara gives a sidelong glance to Krishna. And his peacock feather falls off. And his turban falls off. He drops his lute. His dhoti falls off. Brush up Pitambara. And then Krishna mercies her, faints. That's a sight to see. She's wearing yellow pitambara herself, watch out. You're a flute? Yeah, I think you're a flute. What's going to happen now? Rush. Let's read the translation. You can all see it for yourselves also. Krishna's beauty and character, Rupa and Shilam, create a festival for all women, vying to Utsav. Indeed, not only we girls in the village, but all the girls flying in the sky in a Vimana. Devi Vimana, Vimana. Devyo means Devi. Devyo Vimana. And they're getting excited, and husbands, with their husbands, they catch sight of Krishna and hear, see, this is all his and him, right? See the translation verse, him and his. So what's our formula? How will you translate that?
Krishna's name.
Huh?
To put Krishna's name instead of his.
Right, this is the idea. You know, because we want to increase the Nam Sankirtan. So we say, flying to catch sight of Krishna and hear Krishna's flute song. So that's two names of Krishna chalked up on your, you know, racked up on your pinball machine, you know. Your Nam counter. Yeah, it has a little clicker, not automatic, you know, where it has a little ring on your finger, you know. Little button on counter. I saw there's one in the basement having class a few years ago. Someone left their counter there, it's still there. Such crazy thing. We read so many things.
Yeah. Now they have many varieties.
Huh?
Now they have many varieties. We have also something like this with well in like Japan. Just turn around the well.
A wheel.
Wheel, yeah.
How's that?
We lose some bumps, like.
I understand. Be seeing by plastic women also. Got some bumps on it. Do your thing. It's a pretty crazy world, man. One guy speaking a crazy way to chant Java and clickers and all that. One guy. He was a delivery person. He was always delivering, like Zomato or Pizza Hut or something. So with his car. So he took some epoxy glue and glued a Tulsi bead on the steering wheel. Tulsi bead on the steering wheel, you know?
Oh.
The automobile has a thing you call like this to drive the car. It's called steering wheel. So he glued it on there. So he would drive and rub his finger on the bead and chant, you chant around and say, yeah, you chant bees, yeah. What bead on your steering wheel? Maybe you could put 208 on your steering wheel. Yeah, like this.
That's ingenuity, you know. Everything but bean bag in the top of you, so. It's like touching your nose like this way. Just go like that. That's the easy way. Kind of like everything's complicated. And you see people say to me, going on, says, relationships, it's complicated. So I sent somebody a message the other day about something. I said, it's complicated. I forget what. I was seeing it on Facebook. People say relationship. You know, it's a category in the Facebook. I said, it's complicated. And she married one guy and has two boyfriends on the side. You know? Complicated. We don't have any complications, man. One Christian, one Radharani, one Giriraj boss. That's all we need. No more. We're good. So, Krishna's being character created a festival for all women. Indeed, the Devis flying in their Vimans with their husbands hear Krishna's flute song. Their hearts are shaken by Cupid. They become so bewildered, the flowers fall out of their hair because they're trembling. As I said, their heads are trembling. Their ears are trembling, their flowers are falling out of their head, and their nivi banda is mamuchu. They're getting bewildered and their clothes are getting loose. So the BBT purport, it's from the Christian book actually. Let's read some other translation that we come up with here. This is live broadcast?
Yeah.
So far.
It's okay.
So far live. Is everyone live? Live broadcast, you're live?
Yes.
How? Gazing at Krishna, whose comeliness and amiable disposition are a source of joy to the fair sex. An interesting way to translate Rupa and Shivam. These are old fashioned words. Comeliness means beautiful, physical beauty. C-O-M-E, I come, ear out. L-I-N-E-S-S, the tendency to look beautiful. It's a 1920s word. Long ago. 100 years ago word. Amiable means friendly. In Latin, how do you say friend? Amicus?
Amico.
How do you say in Spanish? Amigo. Amigo is Spanish. Amigo. Amico, because it comes from Latin, amicus. I studied Latin in high school. It's like Sanskrit. this book is very entertaining. I gotta be entertained. Gazing on Sri Krishna, whose comeliness, able disposition, are a source of joy to the fair sex. And hearing the wind. the weird notes played on by him, the celestial woman riding in aerial cars, and I guess it's Reggie Wareplay's aerial cars and race rider spouses. The race rider spouses stood infatuated. They're standing in their airplane. deprived of their presence of mind through love. Flowers growing from their braids and their skirts unsettled. Your skirt unsettled. This is great. The Sanskrit said, brush shot, their skirts fell down. You know, I mean, he unsettled. We can say, get out of here. I say, will you please vacate the premises? Please vacate the premises. Get the hell out of here. Right now. At your convenience, at your earliest convenience, will you please vacate the premises? Oh, yes, I'll think about it. Get out. Now. Jody Zhao. Or Pow. Okay, that's pretty exciting, huh? Your comeliness and amiable behavior are extremely attractive to me. Your going away this is more attractive. You're going away is more better. Okay, ready? One, two. Now this is Prabhupada's translation. Well, this is even better. And then ago he said, hey, Saki, Krishna is so nicely dressed that he appears to be the emphasis to various kinds of ceremonies held by the women folk. That's, what's the Sanskrit for that? What's the Sanskrit? Nunam, what is it? Nunam. Sharanunam, what is it? Sharanunam Sara is translated. That's what it means. They're agitated by lust becomes Krishna. Krishna's beauty is an impetus to various kinds of ceremonies by women folk. You're women folk, you know. Even the wise are the denizens of heaven. Although they're traveling in the air, in their airplanes, enjoying the coming of their husbands, on hearing the sound of Krishna's food, they immediately become perturbed. You look perturbed. Their hair is loosened and their tight dress is slackened. I wear a tight dress for. Look at that tight dress. It's not even a dress, you know, it's a rag or something. Some old bed sheet or something. This means that the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna extended to all corners of the universe. It's also significant that the gopis knew about different kinds of airplanes flying in the sky. F-15. Bomber planes. Flower planes. That's really sweet, actually. I like that. Nice. That. So you would, folks, should have a ceremony. Be nice, you know. A little change of age. What kind of ceremony do you have? Thank you. We had to get two more books over there behind that phone thing. Okay, kids. Put this up there in the collection here. Okay. This is the Kali Garbhara's translation of Bhagavad Gita, chapter, verse 12, chapter 21. The wives of the demigods of devatas and their husbands, who are deeply attached to their wives, are very fortunate because they have already developed love for Krishna. Therefore, they're always attracted to the captivating form of Krishna. They feel extremely impatient upon hearing his enchanting flute. Losing all composure, the devis become unsteady. Even while flying in the sky, their hair braids loosen and the knots of their waistcloths slacken. Waistcloths means innerwear. That's the Indian way of saying it. American way. Right? Innerwear, outerwear. Wear something. Their waistcloths slacken. This agitated condition of love, they forget to drop soothing flowers and shower Krishna with tears of love instead. You know, you read in all these books, the David Gandharvas are always showering flowers. Like we have our helicopter now. You take your helicopter over a rock and drop flowers. You saw that in your video. It was 2012. Uttana Ekadasi. You saw it?
Yeah, that time we saw.
You were there? You're not old, huh? I thought you just got out of high school last year. You're only 8 years old then. Grew up. Okay, there you have it. That's nice. They ran out of flowers. They didn't want their flowers all flew away or something. They showered Krishna with tears. What's that called? Ashru Varsha. What does Ashru mean?
Tears.
What does Varsha mean?
Shower.
Right. Pretty smart cooking. Let's see, what else we have here? Verse 12. Okay. Let's see, go Paul Champu. 293. How many sounds in this place? 293. Okay. The Gopis said, we who are women of birth are respected by the respectable. Our husbands live in Braj, famous for love of Krishna. Another day, the deities of women become enchanted. And the Gopis describe, when Krishna's flute attracts all the divine airplanes, on encountering the attractive skill of Krishna's flute and with playful form, the deities of women become enchanted. What is it that I hear and I see everywhere? They are not aware. This is what the devis say. What is this I'm hearing? I'm seeing everywhere.
The deities are not aware that their ornaments and hair have fallen askew. Askew means here and there, scattered. This suggests that the deity women have so easily attained this state. But what is our state? Where the depraved women, it should be deprived, deprived women of brush. She was having a hard time. That's interesting. What's the commentary? So what's this verse about?
Krishna's flute.
The effect of Krishna's flute, the Bhagavad Gita. So different people, different entities are getting affected in different ways. And so now they're explaining about the higher beings, the celestial, the Gandharvas, flying around in airplanes, getting excited. Even our husbands are getting excited, and we're falling asleep. We're not very excited. We got extremely excited last night at 1 o'clock. That was great, all those different kirtan people. Yeah, but he's a good singer, actually. That's why both of them are a good singer. Ganapati and his wife. And Govinda and Vishwadeepa, really. They carried the whole night, you know, kirtan the whole night. So that's the only way to survive, you know. Okay, this isn't any commentary by anyone, but Vishnath, you have Vishnath in front of you, you can read it there, verse 12, we'll take a look at it. Mangavi said, this is Vishnath's commentary in verse 12, since we're ordinary Govis, and Krishna is a Gova from our village, our amorous attraction to Krishna is natural. Actually, when you use the word conjugal in terms of syntax, in English, conjugal refers to married man and woman. The attraction and dealings, intimate dealings of a married man and his wife are called conjugal dealings, conjugal. But if it's just a lover that's not married to the beloved, it's called amorous. It's called usage. English usage. Like Italian must be so many words to describe loving dealings, so some are, must be the same way. You know, like, some man goes to a prostitute, you try that type of loving dealings, he's every time he's with his wife. Activity may be the same, but the description. So this, because one of my teachers pointed this out to me when translating. It's common in these books, but it's the use of conjugal means it's related to marriage, basically. So, we're Govis, so we have amorous attraction to Krishna. We're village girls, he's a village boy. He's a Chora, we're a Chori. He's a Govi. Although Krishna appears among human beings, even devis and higher planets become mad after Krishna. And what's so astonishing that we poor earthly women become completely conquered by Krishna's love-laden glances and the nectar of his food. Seeing the exquisite form and sterling qualities of Krishna, Rupa Shilam, the heavenly damsels, women, become blissful. Their hearts overcome with amorous desires, smara, nunas, sara. Flowers fall from their becomes undone and their belts loosen. Then they faint and fall from the lust of their husband while flying in the sky with the airplanes. That's pretty good. They're falling in love with their husband. They're seeing their husband's lives and they fall off on the flower airplane. I guess it doesn't hurt to fall on a floor made of flowers. Rather fun. Bewildered celestial damsels are showing ecstatic transformation on above, known as Motayita. When a Nayaka heroine sees, remembers, or hears the words of her hero, Krishna, thus she desires are aroused in her heart, and she hankers for his association. This state is called Motayita. The Gopi said, the intelligent devas, although knowing the condition of their wives, do not become envious. Rather, they think they're themselves most fortunate. They regularly take their wives along to see Krishna and Vrindavan. Her husbands are envious. Thus, the low-born deer, the high-born devis, wives of the devas are very fortunate. We poor humans in an intermediate position are most unfortunate. So the doe-eyed gopis, the doe and the devis are higher and more fortunate than the doe-eyed gopis. Amazing commentary. Doesn't say here, I read other commentaries the husbands also get. That's it. I forget where I read that. Right. Husbands are bewildered. What's happening to us? We're devas. Why are we feeling amorous attraction to Krishna? It's a little strange. Our wives, we understand. You know, he's a guy, he's a beautiful guy, and they're beautiful girls. But us, well, what's happening? I think it's somewhere else in some other part. I think Rasa commentaries, chapter 29 through 33, for the devas and devis were in the sky. You can see here in the painting. See up there on the top? Who's there? You can see, you can identify who you want.
Shiva, Indra.
Indra's with Iravata, elephant, Viman. And there's a peacock carrier there. Kartikeya is there.
Brahma.
Brahma's a swan there. Brahma's there. Who else?
Shiva.
Vishnu is there. All the leading deities of the universe are there. Flying around the Riman, checking out the Rasaya. So in that description of Bhagavatam, it says the deities became lusty like their wives for Krishna. But I know that those chapters most. I heard a lot about that. Yeah. Okay, kids. That's cool. Stay in the sky. Who's cooking tomorrow? Thumbs up. Bite. Monday?
Let's see.
See a cycle report.
that.
Weather report. I downloaded the cycle app. It's easier now. No sweet. Raisins in the dal. Golden raisins.
The red also.
The red also. Honey also. Sarah is Sean. Okay. Ready? Verse 13. Okay, ready? This same Ratodgama, whatever it was, Ratodgama, Chandas, Ratodata, thank you. We talk about the deer, we talk about the rivers, we talk about the deities. This verse about the cows and the calves, how they went crazy when they were Krishna's food. Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Dvenu Gita.
Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Dvenu Gita.
Piyusham Uttabhita Karna Pute Pivantya.
Piyusham
Uttabhita Karna Pute Kavala Svantastur. Govinda Madhmani Jishashu Kala Sri Shantya.
Govinda Madhmani Jishashu Kala Sri Shantya.
What does Gaya mean? Gava and Gai.
Cow.
Mukha means what?
Face.
Face. Vayangita, sound of the flute. Nirgata. Something about.
Nir is not.
About going. Gati means going. Going near. Means coming out. It means emitted. So what's happening? There's cows in Krishna. So two players here. Cows are one player Krishna's playing. And what's Krishna? His mouth. Krishna Mukha. Nirgati. Gati means going, coming, going. Gamana, Agama. So coming out of his mouth is a flute song. The cows are hearing it. That's the first line. The second line, Piyusha, what does Piyusha mean?
Drinking.
No. Piyusha means nectar.
Drinking nectar.
What did you say?
I said drinking, but I did not say nectar.
Drinking? It's not drinking. It's a noun. It's not a verb. Piyush is nectar. Radha Vishishta Piyushas Saram. The verse in Radha Siddhanti. The remnants of Radharani's food are nectar. Essence of nectar. Piyushas Saram. Piyush means nectar. What does Uto mean? Uto mean what?
To rise.
What?
To rise.
Rise, same as Hindi.
Where's Bengali? Udia Arana.
Sunrise.
Udia means rising. Arana means the pink glow of the sun. The sun, Arana. Arana is actually the name of the chariot driver of Suryadeva. Suryadeva, he's driving the chariot. Who's sitting in the chariot?
Suryadeva.
So why is Arun means pink?
Because of the light that is.
No, the chariot driver got sunburned.
Oh.
He's white color, but being too close to the sun, he came pink. That's a fact. Arun. Udila Arun up for Abhavaki. Vijamani Goramani Jagi Tatai Tatai Lagi da 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 Udiyaram Puravabhagi, Dvijamani, Dvijamani, the crestual, Dvijamani, crestual, all twice born Brahmins, wakes up and grabs Mardanga and Karzo, hits the street Sankirtan, street Sankirtan. Udiyaram Puravabhagi, Dvijago, Dvijago, Parachanda Bhavai, Samsara Dhavana, whenever you sang that song, I thought it was really cool. Reminded me of ancient history. Old days. I've been a Mangal Arati and temple since, I don't know when, 1990. You run around your diapers. Maybe not. At 5 years old, graduated. Little shorts. So let's read this verse. We read it already. What?
Second line.
Second line.
Oh, yeah. We haven't read the whole verse yet.
No.
Oh, let's get going. Shava snutasana paya paya kavala svatastur. Oh, we're going word for word. We read the whole verse. Yeah. So we're discussing nectar. Uta means get up. Uta bita means raise high. What does Karna mean?
Yes.
That's Kara, that's Karna. K-R-A means hand, you're right.
Karna,
yes.
Yeah. Karna. Karni Kara, you ever hear of Karni Kara? Earrings.
Kavi Karnapur.
Kavi Karnapur. Karna is the son of Kunti and Suryadeva. And Suryadeva came and enjoyed with Kunti. She said, I don't want to be pregnant. No, I don't want to get, you know, wrinkles on my belly. You know, I gotta keep my figure. And so son of God said, okay, I'll give you a blessing, you give birth for your year. So she gave, this kid came out of her ear. So his name is Karna. Pretty wild, huh? So why, you know, waste time, you know? Pull a kid out of your ear, you know? Shave your belly. No cesarean required. Unless your ear is too small.
Crazy world, huh? Anything's possible on the Mahabharata.
Yes.
So the Mahabharata is the mother of all the literature. If you can't find Mahabharata, it doesn't exist. Espionage, intrigue, romance, kidnapping, poisoning, everything is there. There are all possible UN scenarios, stealing wives and cheating on husbands and cheating on brothers and this and that. Whole reality, Mahabharata, great history of Mahabharata, land of Bharata. Karam pute means a vessel. Pibanti means drinking. Who is drinking what here?
Causer.
They're drinking the nectar of
Krishna's soul. The cows have raised their ears. They're not Western cows. Western cows' ears go down. They just sit there. They don't do any raising. Western cows' ears look like human beings. But Indian cows are omnidirectional. It's like a dish, you know, if you're television, you can turn a different direction. They rotate the ear this way and back way. Then you go down. You go all around 360 degrees. There's some sound that's behind it. Your ears go like this. You go behind the cow and have some little clicker thing. They go. Looking this way, eating. Their ears are going that way. And then go that way. One ear goes forward, one ear goes back. There is some?
No.
You don't know much about cows. One ear goes forward, one ear goes back.
There's nothing, anything.
You can't do that, can you do that?
No.
No. The cows are redder than you.
Yes. They're
Okay. So they're drinking the nectar of Krishna's food with their ears. Shavas, Snutas, Dhanam, Paya, Kavala, Natasur. Probably don't know too many words there. If you know Paya, there's a bread in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam called Paya bread. It means you only eat, drink milk. Milk is Paya. In South India, they call what they call sweet rice in South India.
Payasam.
Paya means milk. Stana means this thing. Stan. So it means the breast or the milk bag of the cow is called stan. Stan is, that's what it is when, have a kid and the milk is coming from there. So Shava, Snuta, we don't know that. Kavala, probably don't know too many words there. Tashu means stand still. Kavala means mouthfuls. That line we don't know too much about. They're drinking in the, what's the translation here? The calves, the baby cows, the calves, their mouths are full of milk from their mother's moist nipples. They stand still with their stomach. Tustor, if you really stretch your use analogy of tustor, sounds like Stal, what is Stali?
Stali
is
a place. It's a place of sleep, a place of bhajan.
Yeah. Stali or Stan? S-T-H-A-N. Not S-T-A-N-A.
Sun, Sana means breast milk bag, but S-T-H-A-N-A, long A, Stan, so means little Stan. This is Stan. Stan. You couldn't possibly get the Tusser means standing, fix something. So you sit still, Tusser. They were like sometimes in drama. You ever see drama? You do a frozen scene. Live drama on the stage. All the players, they go. It's called frozen scene. Trody Beach, ISKCON, Radhanas, T-Boys do plays all the time. They do different plays with different leaders and stuff like that. So they sometimes do the frozen scenes. There's 10 characters on the stage at the time, and they just, it creates an emotional effect. So the cows are like, they're stunned. Wow. So that's just hearing a flute. That's what I'm saying. We hear a flute go to sleep. Then Govindam Atmani, Avani, Sri Shiva Sparsha. Sparsha means?
Touch.
Renrika, Sparsha. Okay, let's look at the five senses. Rupa means what?
Rupa form.
What sense?
Eyes.
Shabda.
Ears.
What does it mean?
Shabda means sound.
Ear. What is rasa?
Taste.
Tongue. What is sparsha?
Touch.
Touch. Sparsha. Ganda.
Fragrance.
Fragrance, nose. Sparsha. Drishashu. R-S-H-S-H. What does drishu mean? Darshan, Dur Darshan.
To see.
Darshan means to see. So Drishya means see. Ashu means cry. Tears, right? Mm-hmm. So see the word, it's two together. Drishashu. Mm-hmm. Last line, third word, Drishashu. It's a combination of Drishya with a revision, and Ashu. Ashu Kala, Drishashu Kala. Kala means full. Her eyes are full of tears. Trishashu. Govinda Atmani. Atma means, what does Atma mean, the word Atma?
Soul.
Atma means body, Atma means mind, Atma means soul. Generally it means soul, it also can mean mind also. Oftentimes it's translated as mind. Heart, mind, soul. So they took Krishna, they stood still and took Krishna through their tearful eyes and embraced him in the heart. Sri Shanti, they touched him. So they were eating. Eating is a very important thing to do, especially your little calf. The little kids, they're just always sticking something in their mouth. And they're hungry. They're always eating. So they're eating, they give up eating, they just stop eating. So that means, like you see sometimes in the movies, some guy's in a cafe, and he's eating a sandwich, and some pretty girl walks in. Hey, what about your sandwich? I lost an appetite. happens all the time. So that's the cows, dumb animals are having such experience, they're crying. What about us? We chant Krishna's name all the time. We chant Kam Gayatri all the time, especially the sound of Krishna's flute. Where are the tears? Where are your grass? You're chewing grass. You stop chewing grass. And tears start coming, your eyes full of tears. And you take Krishna in your heart, embrace him there. Sounds like a good idea. Sometime it may happen. Let's see another translation of this exciting book. Drinking with the cup of their ears, standing erect, the nectar-like music of the flute flowing from Krishna's lips, hugging Krishna in their mind. That's cute. Who's doing this? Hugging Krishna in their mind. On his entering their minds through their ears, the cows, as well as their calves, that have been let loose to be suckled by their mothers, stood motionless with drops of tears in their eyes. The mouths of the calves were remaining filled with the milk flowing from the dripping udders of their mothers. Having no strength left in them to swallow the milk. That's pretty far out of description. Okay, the Krishna took away all their power, couldn't even swallow the milk. That's a really nice translation. They had no strength left in them to swallow the milk. That's cute. That's really weak. Can't swallow your mother's milk. You need to pray, drink pretty enthusiastically. And they hit the stone of the mother, put her head blank, and she goes, oh. You watch the baby calf milking with her mother, it's a pretty beautiful sight. You can see their ostriches also. Their heads are curved like that, they just can get their head under there and get the milk. It's all designed, whole body is designed just to catch milk. It's amazing design of Krishna. I really like seeing those little cows drinking their mother's milk. Okay, here's Prabhupada's translation. Another Gopi told her friend, what's that? Oh, Sakhi, the cows are also charmed as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute. It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, Piyush. They immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute. As for the calves, they are seen with the nipples of their mothers pressed in their mouths, but they cannot suck the milk. They remain struck with devotion. Are you struck with devotion? I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. Struck with hours of Cupid. Yeah, that's more like it. Especially this season. Vaishnava Savadan, be careful, beware. Cupid's behind every tree. There's a bow and arrow. Your bow and arrow has no power. It'll knock you out. They remain struck with devotion and tears glide down their eyes, illustrating vividly how they're embracing Krishna to the heart. Here's a commentary. These phenomena indicate that even the cows and calves in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna, embrace him heart to heart. actually, Krishna conscious affection can be culminated in shedding tears from the eyes. Nice commentary. Written in 1969 by Srila Prabhupada. The book was published in 1970. This commentary was written in 1969. I think it's probably 60 years. I remember. I think it's 70. Let's see. I'm going to tell you. This tells the copyright date, 72. Let's publish before that. This guy, George Harrison, wrote an introduction here, 1970. I think it was published in 1970. March 31st, 1970. 54 years ago. He wrote an introduction, a dedication. George Harrison, the famous singer of the Beatles, he said, all you need is love. Hari Bol. His signature. That's good. No one will argue that. Where is they getting? Who's getting it? That's the problem. Then we have to do some research. Where that is. Why is it, where is everybody? Everyone's looking for love and happiness. They don't realize that it's right inside their heart. It's right all sudden down here. What do you think? Agree? Everybody's in want, but they're full. That's a paradox. Everybody's hungry, but their belly is full. They don't realize. That's the sad part. Okay, what are we doing now? Commentaries. Let's see. What, verse 13?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Right there. 13. We say, even though we're intelligent beings, we can't go to see our beloved Krishna. Our lives are fruitless. That's the wrong verse. Shri Aswami's commentary on verse 13. The cows held their ears high out of fear they might drop the nectar of Krishna's flute. They were drinking. How the cows and calves forgot themselves upon drinking the food nectar, because they were touching or embracing Govinda within their minds through the path of their vision. Therefore, these cows and calves' eyes were filled with teardrops. Jiva Goswami says that verse 13, 14 and 15 describe what was happening back in the coward village. So these calves and cows are not with Krishna. They're in the village. The gopis are observing it. They're hearing Krishna's flute and having their own experience. And they're seeing the cows and calves in front of them in the village, not out with Krishna, hearing Krishna's flute, having their own experience. That's what Jiva Goswami didn't say this. Vishnu Chakra says the gopis show here that the bewilderment they experience is not something generated by Cupid, only for women folk. Okay, women folk, cook a piece. When all women folk get cooking. Women folk means gopis and devis. Even dumb animals like cows and calves are affected by nectar of Krishna's food. Conclusion, gopis are saying, all living creatures have unalloyed pure love for Krishna, but we are unfortunate because of our separation from Krishna. Sanat Goswami says, the deer and the devis describe both saw Krishna's form and heard his flute, but the cows only heard the flute song and became stunned with the same realization. Who is more advanced? The devis? The deer? Or the cows? Oh, who is more advanced?
Cows.
Why?
Because they're always.
But they just by hearing the flute, they went crazy. And the devis and the deer saw Krishna and heard the flute. So now, what is our opportunity? We're not seeing, we have to be like a cow. Or a calf. What's your choice? Cow or calf? Cow or calf, they don't see Krishna, we don't see Krishna. They hear his flute, but we don't hear the flute even. So that's a little drawback for us. Someday, we'll check on Gaishi and hear the sound of Krishna's flute. Kala. There's a commentary. Rasa chapter by Vishnu describes Kala. The klim. When Krishna vibrates his flute, it comes out of the klim, which is a kam bija. So the bija, the seed is there, the fruit is there. So the seed of Kamadev is a klim. Klim mantra means Kamadev. So the implication is when Krishna plays the flute, it says, Kala, Kala, Sarigama Padanisa. That the Kam Gaishi is packed up in the flute. Because the klim, which is the seed of the mantra. The mantra is a fruit, and the seed is called a bija mantra, right? Klim is called bija, seed mantra. So this is described in chapter 29, the 10th canto of Rasa, Kala. So the idea is that someday when we're saying congregation, we hear Krishna, so we should hear it. We will hear it. We must hear it. No ifs, ands, or buts, but. Have a butt. But get in the way. Don't use your butts. To say, but I'm not advanced, but not seriously chanting. No excuses. Just chant and see what happens. Chant and watch the magic. So Vishnu says in verse 13, we are basically the same thing. The cows stand still and take away within their hearts through their cheerful eyes, embrace them out of Vatsalya Bhava, motherly affection. In this way, all living entities have unalloyed pure love for Krishna and are fortunate because they can meet Krishna. Only we are unfortunate because we're separated from Krishna. Everyone else is fortunate except us. What bhava is this called? It's called Dainya Bodhika. This means humility. When you feel that everyone else is fortunate except me. It means feel fallen and low and undeserving and unqualified, but still you can't give up trying. That's our position, figuratively and literally. We don't have much going for us except desire and kripa. We want the highest thing. We want love for Krishna and loving service for Radharani. We don't have much qualification to attain Adipar. So that's what mercy means. There's no cause for mercy. Those who are most fallen and most worthless, they get the mercy. Because Krishna's heart goes out to the fallen. He's called Dhyanabandhu, friend of the fallen. Bandhu means friend of the fallen. Any questions? But it really helps you appreciate when you hear about the cows of Vrindavan, how much love and attachment they have for Krishna. This is what Vrindavan means. I mean, everyone is attached and loving Krishna. The doggies, the parrots, the peacocks. In their own way, they're expressing. It's said the Bhagavatam shows that these so-called unfeeling, gross animals and creatures have the softest sentiments of love in their hearts. We're socially, intellectual, and developed human beings, but we don't have any feelings in our heart. Our hearts are rock hard. Too many cruel things are done. I was looking at the Facebook, and someone made a comment. I don't know who, some person named Gatsya Muni Das. I don't know who that is. He said, "Thank you, Maharaj, for your books. They're a great source of inspiration. You've done a lot of good service to spread Krishna's Prabhupada's mission," or something like that. So I wrote back to him, I sent a reply. I said, "Your kind words are very appreciated in this cruel world." That's all I said. Kindness and cruelty, they both have the same sound, cruel and kind. With the same mouth, you can speak cruelty or you can speak kindness. With the same hands, you can do acts of cruelty or acts of kindness. In the same heart, you can think cruel thoughts or kind thoughts. So, this is the thing. So, the girl's on the move, I'm busy. Busy life. They tell you people retire when they're 65. So she's got a long way to go. What's your plan?
3 years more.
That's 3 years. So you're not the book. So you're. You just throw your cell up and you're off. You just jump on it and we get in.
Yes.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. We have some other books here. Cows. Cows are good, huh? Cows are beautiful. 13. When the cows hear Krishna's flute, they cock their ears and rapt attention and close their eyes in bliss. I see people in Haryana last night. A lot of people were closing their eyes. I don't know how much bliss it was, but it was something. I closed my eyes about 10,000 times. I think I kept open 10,000 one time. And then I lost track, I think it was three. I last heard Hare Krishna, I woke up and heard Hare Ram. So somewhere in between, I fell asleep. The sound of Krishna's flute enters the ears like a constant flow of nectar. In such a state, the cows appear like statues painted on canvas. As the cows become inert from the cultivating sound, their teeth look very beautiful, with half-chewed sprouts hanging out of their mouths. That's really good. Can you do a demonstration of that? You're always showing all the relief. So put your shut in your mouth. While holding their mother's udders, the calves neither suck milk nor let go or swallow the milk already in their mouths. Really in the middle there somewhere. The pleasing sound of Krishna's flute steals the minds of the cows and fills them with satisfaction. At that time, Mother Earth happily drinks the milk, automatically streaming from the cow's udders. Well, that's a cool thing. The cows are dropping milk. And it's supposed to go in the mouth of the babies. The babies are just there. So it's spilling out of their mouths and going in the earth. And the earth, with the tongue of Mother Earth, she knows this is good stuff, you know. She's drinking the milk. That's quite a nice vision. I really, you know, seeing everything personal, you know. That's the vision. The high devotees, everything personal. I don't know how that's going to hang in there somehow. Now, Gopal Champu. Thank you. Gopal Champu. Champu. Okay. I don't see it. Let's see what it says here. 292. I don't know, I don't see any cows or anything here. The birds are there. Deer. Oh, the cows. There it is. It takes a while to find out everything. I marked everything with all of sand. Verse 13, then verse 10, then verse 11, then 14. Okay, Gopal Champu's translation of verse 13. Krishna's face showered nectar through the song of his flute, and the cows drank it by their ears, which served as their tongues. As their tongues were getting stunned, not able to taste grass, they thought, is this nectar? Can it not be tasted? To what can it be compared? What is the purpose of the nectar? On the carrying the flute of Krishna, we and the cows attain the same state, but there's some difference. The cows at every moment gaze at the moonlight face of Krishna.
But we don't know in which yuga we'll gaze upon Krishna's face. This is the Gopi speaking. Next yuga will get to see Krishna's face. What verse does that remind you of? The separation of eye blink from Govinda feels like a millennium yuga. So Gopis are not Bob also. Okay. Priya Bhavatarito. Dedo. Lelo. 719. Let's see if this guy's tuning up here. Let's see, I got a page marker here. 719. 19. This is commentary on the Srisa Vaishnava Goswami. 21:13. Far superior to the deer of Vrindavan are the cows personally tended by Gopal. Here the Gopis are glorifying Krishna's cows. For the cows, the sound of Krishna's food is just like Pyusha, the nectar created by the moon. This means that Krishna's face seems to the cows like the moon. Anxious not to spill a drop of that nectar, they use their ears like cup palms to drink it carefully. In other words, they listen to the flute with rapt attention. Despite the cowards' vigilance, the calves, some of them newly born, had somehow joined their mothers or were busy drinking their mother's milk. But as soon as the calves heard Krishna's flute, they forgot what they were doing and simply kept their mother's milk in their mouths without swallowing it. Or else it may be that the calves were not present, and the word shava refers to cows themselves. The cows were so absorbed in drinking nectar from Krishna's moonlight face, they became motionless. As love for Krishna swelled in the hearts of the cows, milk spontaneously dropped from udders. And the grass they were eating remained in their mouths because they were unable to chew. Wow. The cows were raised to the highest platform of love of God by seeing Krishna with their eyes, embracing him within their hearts. They were so moved that drops of tears appeared in their eyes. Hearing this description, Gopis comment, "Dear Sakis, the cows act like this, then we Gopis should be excused for being driven to the extremes by the force of prem." The cows are having such a response to Krishna's food. Why get in our case, you know? That our dresses are falling off and flowers are falling from our hair. Thank you. Okay. What's the time now? 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Okay. Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Any questions?
Yes, sir. In his verse 13, I cannot understand how can we say that the cows are not seeing Krishna, because here the verses say that they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes. So I don't know, I feel like that they see Krishna looking at these words, but I cannot understand.
Yeah, the verses are seen, but the commentaries say they're not there. But that was pointed out that the Goisha said we're not seeing. The cows are seeing, it says Drishashru. The sanskrit says Drisha means seeing and crying. So the answer is the cows are seeing. Or remembering maybe with Krishna directly and seeing, but not seeing him, they're remembering seeing him. By remembering seeing him, they're having this experience. You may have someone you love, you don't see them, may remember them and cry. You're seeing him in your heart, but not as you're seeing. So Drisha means there's different kinds of seeing. There's internal, there's antardrishti, bahirdrishti, seeing in the heart and seeing externally. What we're trying to do in meditation, trying to see in the heart, trying to see our siddhaya, it's called antardrishti, and looking inside. So they may be seeing Krishna with their eyes, internal eyes, mental eyes. In your dream, you're also seeing, but your eyes are closed. So it can be either way. That's why the acharyas explain that. Whether they're with Krishna or not with Krishna.
I understand. Thank you.
I guess we'll continue verse because we shouldn't leave it hanging. We only have a few minutes. Any more questions? We'll start with verse 14 next week, next Saturday. Should be class. Okay. Next Saturday. So what do we have here? The cows. It's all about the cows today. We did 12 and 13. We're doing two verses basically every Saturday, 2 hours, 2 verses. I think this year we'll probably finish these Gitas and we'll start first canto. Yeah, it'll be a long time.
I always wanted that.
Yeah. We'll go through it all the time. I'm thinking how to go about it. There's a class every week, so when we have some input on this also. Yeah, you can. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.